Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Fantasy Football University, FFU, coming at you yet again in week four of the regular season for our big preview show, starts, sits, etc. I am Mr. Bill DeCousas. I'm here with Mr. Tom Lang. Mr. Lang, how you doing, sir?
Oh, I am doing great. I'm ready for some football tonight.
Yes, big slate of games this week, and a really interesting game for tonight, Thursday Night Football, which we'll get into. I'm very, very excited for this week. And by the way, just to catch everybody up for our high stakes league, we might have gotten a message or two about that. We're actually kind of tied for second place. We get a point for every being above the average, so we're 4-2. Which I guess the equivalent would be if you didn't have that 2-1 or whatever it is. So we're looking good. We're making moves. Hopefully you guys are too. We'll try to hook you guys up as best as we can today. Any interesting news? We want to jump right in today, sir.
I think everything is pretty clear. We kind of covered it earlier this week. Xavier Worthy did log a full practice on Wednesday. And it looks like Isaiah Likely is limited. So I think he's going to be out this week, most likely, but he could be back next week or the week prior. I don't think they're going to rush him as of right now.
Okay. We'll get into like different injury considerations too when we talk about the games.
Sure.
All right. Let's rock and roll. Here we go. Thursday Night Football. We've got the Seattle Seahawks at the Arizona Cardinals. The Seattle Seahawks are the road favorites, -1.5 points. The over-under there is 43.5 points. Really interesting game. We're actually in our the high stakes league, we are not going to be starting Dak Prescott. We're actually going to be rolling with Sam Darnold this week. So we're all on, we're feeling pretty good about Seattle. So Ken Walker, you're playing him. JSN, you're playing him. On the Arizona side, you are playing Trey McBride. Some other considerations here. If you picked up or if you had Trey Benson, you're probably rolling with him here. The lead back for Arizona now. He should be the bell cow. Marvin Harrison, again, it hasn't been the best, but if you have him, I guess you're trying to get him in there. It hasn't been pretty. He hasn't been living up to expectations, fantasy or NFL-wise. To some degree, Kyler hasn't been either. So I got it. Maybe you could probably say in the same conversation for him and for Kyler. If you have them, I guess you're probably trying to get him in there. But if you really, if you have better options, maybe keep them out. It's like we could, we say this a lot with some of these players in the Thursday night game. You know, we could use them as a barometer as to other players you'd like to get in there. So let's do that with like Kyler and Harrison for wide receiver and quarterback. That's probably a decent enough thing. What is your confidence level? We've talked already so much about frustration. What's your confidence level with Arizona?
I don't know. It's just it's really weird because, you know, you just don't see teams that are this inconsistent. And just like, I don't want to call somebody out for not wanting to be there, but I mean,
but you're about to do it.
I'm about to do it. I mean, Kyler just doesn't seem like he wants to be there half the time, and he's just going through motions. And you know, there's a lot of, he has such great talent on that offense, even with James Conner being ruled out for the rest of the year and potentially the rest of his career. You know, great running back. You know, we've always loved watching him run and scoring those touchdowns, especially his past story and stuff like that. But going back to Kyler, I just feel like he just thinks this is like the Matrix. Like he's living in the Matrix, and there's he could just run away from his problems after all this is said and done. He also, in his like his interviews and stuff like that, after post game interviews, like he just doesn't really look like he cares sometimes. So I just,
maybe he doesn't.
Maybe he just needs a culture shift. I mean, he's had a bunch of coaches culture shifts, but like maybe he just needs like a team change to bring out his best. You know, I just think where he's at right now, he's way too comfortable because he knows that like they're not doing anything to bring in another quarterback to basically, you know, chase him down and make him feel like, you know, he's got to do something. But then he's got so much talent. You know, Marvin Harrison's talent is being wasted for the past 2 years. I don't think he's a, I
He,
don't.
but Marvin Harrison hasn't been doing that well either. I mean, some of the route running has been suspicious. He should have caught a couple of those passes, some of it, like earlier in the season here. So, I mean, the frustration goes both ways between the both of them.
Yeah, but I do think also it does fall on the quarterback
A lot
to
of it
get
does.
the a lot of it does to get him the ball and get him the ball where it needs to be thrown.
Well, we'll use them as a barometer. There's definitely a lot of, like, especially at the quarterback position, we'll point out like where that line is. Other options here. So if you picked up Tony Horton, I don't think you could play him here. I'd like to see it again before you throw him right in there. Obviously, I wouldn't be interested in playing Cooper Kupp or any of the other options really for Arizona either. And like we said, it's a barometer. You know what I mean? Like if I had Kyler and Darnold. Probably see him like that's how you know what I mean. It's like very borderline quarterback one here. So I mean,
Yeah.
I'd be equally. That's how far Kyler has fallen. It's
I
like
mean Marvin Harrison should be targeted anywhere from 8 to 11 times a game, you would think.
should be.
Should be? Well, guess his average is basically 5.7. So he's way below the average.
So frustrating. They really are. They're like we always say, this is my favorite thing about Kyler. He's the best worst quarterback or the worst best quarterback, whatever you want to, however you want to say it. The whole team is so frustrating.
And that team should be throwing the ball a little bit more, especially with Connor being out. I think Benson's gonna, be a nice bell cow that's gonna come in for that situation because we all know that Benson has a really good opportunity in front of him. But I do think there's gonna be a little bit more play action, more there's gonna be a little bit more throwing the ball. And this should help Marvin Harrison, but this could all go to Trey McBride.
No, you're right.
So.
I have I don't even want to wait until we get to the game. I have two start sit questions for you. Would you
Yeah.
play Kyler Murray or Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Okay. Would you play Kyler Murray or Caleb Williams after his crazy game?
I mean, I have to roll Caleb Williams.
All right, so he's right on that. Like, he's below that thing. All
Yeah.
right, let's go to the next game. We've got the Minnesota Vikings at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Minnesota -2.5 points. The over under there is 40.5 points. Jordan Mason, until further no until Jones comes back or until further notice, you're playing him. Justin
Yeah.
Jefferson, you're playing him. And by the way, for the over/under there, so not too many points for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So you should, and definitely should be playing the Vikings defense. By the way, we kind of forgot to mention,
I wouldn't.
you wouldn't what
I wouldn't
what
play him this week.
the Vikings defense? Is it
I
just
wouldn't do it.
because you think Rodgers is going to ball out for some reason?
No, I just think that it's gonna be the Vikings defense does bend at times, and I think this is a week that they bend.
Okay. Pittsburgh side, you're probably, if you got Warren, man, you've been really happy thus far. You're probably rolling with them. Again, it's going to be a difficult defense, despite what Mr. Lang says. It is going to be a difficult defense to go against. So, keep your options in check. Metcalf, it hasn't been pretty. He's been getting like, just a few targets, a few catches, and maybe a touchdown in there. I'd play Metcalf over Harrison, I think.
Well, yeah, I value still Metcalf as a top 10.
Okay. Top 10.
Yeah, top 10.
Okay. All right. Take of that what you will. Other options here. I got it. If you have TJ Hawkinson, you're probably trying to get him in. Although let's be wary now. So now the suspension is over for Addison. So presumably some of those shorter area targets are going to go to him, on top of the fact that there is some growing pains from whether it's Wentz or McCarthy at quarterback in Minnesota. So keep it in mind.
I honestly think that if Wentz is there, Wentz may sit there for a little bit.
Start the rest of the season until he messes this up. That's
Is a
possible.
possibility. I think there is some sort of quarterback controversy going on right now because Wentz actually looks fairly good.
Okay. Well, I would be hesitant to just throw in Addison on his first game back.
I wouldn't.
I would stay away from every tertiary option. Thielen, Addison, Hawkinson, I personally would, but
I mean, Thielen could be a decent start, potentially in a flex position. But you'd have to give me some options to play him, to play him over.
okay. What makes you think that the Steelers are going to perform better than expectation in this game?
Well, defensively, they did play very, pretty nicely last week. And I think both, just this could be something like how we saw, and I stated with the Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers last week. Don't think this is the same scenario because I think the Steelers have a better offense. And I think right now that this could be a low scoring game. Low scoring meaning like say 21-17.
Then that could be good for the Vikings defense that you just cautioned everybody about.
Yes, but I think it's going to go the other way.
Okay. Well, even still, 21's probably right on the that's on the border from where we call good and bad. Okay.
To an
Okay.
extent. I mean,
Yeah.
I personally feel like I want, I, you know, if I'm starting a defense, if I'm starting either streamer defense or I'm like, all right, this is a lock, I want to try to like be under 10 points.
Okay. Okay. I'll just make a quick note just for a dichotomy between us. I don't see Metcalf as locked and loaded as Tommy does. That being said, I got it. If you have Metcalf, you're probably playing him. So you probably end up in the same spot. Take
I feel he finishes as a wide receiver one this week, top 10.
Rodgers, I would completely stay away from. Like, I just want to see a bit more consistency from Pittsburgh on their entire team, like defense, offense, like different things. I'd love it if Metcalf got a couple more targets, but we'll see how that goes. Let's go to the next game. This is going to be a great game. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Philadelphia are the road favorites, -3.5 points. The over under there is 44.5 points. Now, I want to point out just a quick mention. So the Philadelphia Eagles defense, which again, consensus online, everybody's fallen in love with. We had a great call last week that you should not play the Eagles defense, and we ended up being right about that. This is another one that I would be cautious about playing the Eagles defense, even though consensus online has them basically top five, top six, or whatever. So keep of that what you will. I got it. A lot of people might want to roll with them because it's the Eagles or whatever. You make of that what you will. On the Eagles side, you're playing Saquon Barkley, and you're playing Jalen Hurts. I have AJ Brown and DeVonta Smith as probably plays here. I would like, I don't have them, thankfully, in any single league, but if I did, I would have been trying so hard to trade them after the performance this past
Yeah,
week.
100%.
They're going to be pulling like a disappearing act every couple games or maybe every other game because of just how the Eagles operate on offense. It is a tush push and run the ball offense all the way down the field, down your throat to an undefeated season, basically. So I don't like, I feel terrified about playing either one of them. I got it, those the huge names, especially AJ Brown, but like, please tell me you can have better options than this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think AJ Brown may be the only one that I'd feel semi comfortable with starting this week. And you can't chase last week's numbers. A lot of it, he did get targeted pretty consistently because they were playing from behind. And but I don't think that they play from behind this week. I think it's more so Baker and the Bucks are chasing points. Maybe 10 points, nothing crazy. I don't think they're gonna get blown out because again, the Buccaneers defense is fairly decent as well too. And they're gonna put pressure on the quarterback. So I think like I said, AJ Brown is probably the only wide receiver that I'd feel comfortable with starting as a spot start, maybe flex, wide receiver two, depending on what your situation is. And then Dallas Goedert could be somebody that I'd be fine with streaming at tight end this week.
Okay, that's interesting. I feel very similar about Dallas Goedert than I do the same way I feel about AJ Brown and DeVonta Smith, but it's different. It's at the tight end position. You're kind of, for the most part, on lower tier tight ends, you're taking shots anyway. So that's a fair
Yeah.
point. That yeah, I don't
I think he's going to be a nice
disagree with
security
that.
blanket this week.
Which they may or may not need. I mean, they could just again tush
I
push and
think
run their. By the way, has
I
your opinion slightly changed on the tush push thing?
mean it's just
It's gotten worse, hasn't it?
yeah, it has because like if you're running it at all four downs, like there's been times like where they've been running it all four downs and it's not
Third and
fun to
fourth down.
watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not fun to watch. Like, I mean, I get it. you got to try to stop it, and some teams have to an extent, but not when it actually counts. That's the problem. And I feel like, obviously all of us, people that have Jalen Hurts, which I have zero shares of Jalen Hurts because I wasn't paying a premium for a quarterback, but
Right, same.
all of us who have Jalen Hurts, if this mid-season for some reason just comes out, all right, tush push is banned, no more. Saquon Barkley is going to go up like crazy.
Absolutely.
But and this is really hurting Saquon Barkley's stock at this point because they're really abusing it. I really feel like, and again,
It got way worse. It
yeah,
really did. And the penalty aspect of it,
I
right?
think the reason why they're doing it is because they're like, oh, this might be the last year, this might be the last hurrah, so we're just gonna just do it as many times as we can, and it's just literally like that back office saying, just do it, just do
I
it.
think there's
If
also an
this is gonna
element.
win us, if this is gonna win us a Super Bowl, just go do it.
I think there's also an element of if anybody like if anything about the personality of Sirianni, it's essentially like a I'll be
Straight up
careful.
Philly.
I'll be careful about how like what gestures or what. What words that I say, what that I say here, but it's knowing Sirianni, it could be something like, you know what, that, in your face type of thing. You guys could take of that in a not safe for work way, essentially. That's essentially where it's coming from. But there's zero chance that it makes it through the rules committee for next year. None.
Yeah.
So unbelievable. On the,
I mean, if they were a little bit more conservative with it, it could have been something that we'll never nobody's ever talking about. But
I
if you
don't
do it
want to.
every you do it on every single drive.
I don't want to derail the conversation, but we did talk about this on the offseason. And my point was they should have banned it, not because, oh, it's an unstoppable play. That's not the reason, because that's teams should find a way to get rid of it. My point was from a rugby perspective, you can't do the things on defense that would be necessary to actually stop this. So it's like it's not about a, oh, you can't stop it, get over yourself. So I don't want to hear another Philadelphia fan online talking about it. Anyway, let's move on to the analysis. So, Tampa on the Tampa Bay side, you're starting Bucky Irving. You are starting Amir Abuka. I can never pronounce his name right. You're starting Abuka.
Mecca
So Evans is out for the next couple of weeks. So Abuka is going to be great. Now, just remember, Godwin is coming back now. Doesn't matter, especially for this game. It's not like it's going to take away. I think it improves the offense. But Tommy pointed out that Godwin could just as well be some sort of a decoy kind of thing as he gets, involved into the offense. He gets more familiar.
I think this could be a rough game for Bucky Irving running the ball.
Could
But
be.
in a
You still
PPR
play
setting,
him.
no, of course, but I think in a PPR setting, he'll have more value based on pass catching.
Here's the d and Cade Otton, he's an emergency play that now that Evans went out, I would
I
try to stay
think
away from it, but
Cade Otton might have, anywhere from 4 to 7 targets this week.
right, hopefully he doesn't end up with a zero like he did this past week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baker, I personally was just a tad worried about Baker this week, but I think it's just like Baker's been so good and they've been so good. Maybe
Well,
you just roll with it. But
he
remember
is
now,
quite.
they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles defense without Mike Evans. That's sort of the point.
Yeah, and he is questionable with the bicep. He will play
He'll
most
play.
likely. Yeah, I mean the guy
He's tough.
basically, yeah, he got rolled up and was on the ground and then saw a defender standing over him and that basically created the play and he stood up and he was like, ah, so he forgot about the
Yeah.
whole thing, so.
By the way, if I had to take an upset pick, I think I would take this one. Personally, yeah,
Interesting.
yes, I do. I think now again, it's the Philadelphia
That
Eagles.
let me tell you something. That tush push might screw
It always does.
you.
It does to everybody. Let's go to the next game. We've got the New We got a slaughter coming up here. We got the New Orleans Saints at the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo are the home favorites, -15.5 points. The over under there is 48.5 points. Not a lot of points for the New Orleans Saints, so please play your Buffalo Bills defense. Okay, what's our favorite thing for the where this is from this to the end of time for the New Orleans Saints? New Orleans Saints, we've got two must starts. Who are they, Tommy?
Well, it's Juwan Johnson and I guess Alvin Kamara.
Oh, say it with your chest. Alvin Kamara and Juwan Johnson.
I mean, I will say this too, and I said this earlier in the week. Chris Olave is definitely somebody that I may be looking to start potentially based on a
Yeah.
deep in deeper leagues. He is getting the targets. He's literally the second leading target receiver in the league. So
That's
make
true.
take with it as you what you will. But excuse me, take with it as you, what you will. But you know, something can happen. He could break loose on one of those little in and out, you know, dink and dunk, you know, head loss kind of catches, and you know,
A
I
what
mean, he
catch?
head loss, like he's losing his head, like
Okay.
sometimes he's catching the ball, he's still catching the ball, which is crazy.
Okay.
Get him out of there.
I made sure I understood what that meant. I Olave is a consideration. I would not even remotely worry my head about any other name that I could possibly name on the Saints there. So there we go. On the Bills side,
Start everybody.
obviously for the love of God, you play James Cook. From henceforth going forward, again, we'll keep an eye out. You're playing Dalton Kincaid. He's basically the lead guy now. Well, we'll keep an eye on that going forward, but you're playing Dalton Kincaid. Obviously, you're playing Josh Allen. I really love Coleman and I love Shakir. I'm a bit worried that this is one of those Tommy Lang games where they just run the ball with two or three running backs and they never have to throw it. I'm a little worried about
Yeah,
that. Although, what do you think?
I think honestly, the only one that I'd feel comfortable with starting this week, flex wise, I don't see him as an RB wide receiver two would be Khalil Shakir. Khalil
Really?
Shakir, he just plugged in. I mean, you know, even with the injury, he just comes back and he's just where he was last year. So
Okay.
I feel better about him. Coleman, this is not a Coleman game, although he could probably score a touchdown, but I think volume wise, I'd lean Shakir.
I see them so similar, but they're both talented. I
Yeah,
just.
but Khalil is used as a gadget sometimes in the backfield. He does get some of these little dump off, you know, little screen plays where Coleman is more of the deep threat down the field, big body kind of guy in the end zone if Kincaid is not available.
One thing I want to keep an eye on. Remember we had a whole discussion about it this week about I was a little perturbed by the, let's call it handcuff or running back two situation for Buffalo. We're likely to see other running backs get involved in this game. I want to keep an eye on it and make sh and if we see start seeing a trend where it's not Davis and it's Ty Johnson, we're gonna start to be a bit more cautious, a bit more visible on how we think about those backup running backs. So we'll keep
I
an eye on it this
do. I
week.
like, you know, like there's a difference between being a handcuff and the backup, right? So like
Maybe they
a
just wanted
hit.
to give Ty Johnson
Yeah, Ty Johnson gets a lot of
maybe.
run basically in some of the passing game, you know, so I'm not
Okay.
too worried about that.
Okay. Let's go to the next game. We've got another slaughter. We've got the Cleveland Browns at the D Detroit Lions. Detroit are the home favorites, -9.5 points. The over under there is 44.5 points. Not a lot of points for the Cleveland Browns, so please play your Lions defense. On the Lions side, you're playing a lot of people here. You're playing Jahmyr Gibbs. You're playing Amon-Ra St. Brown. You are playing Sam Laporta in a game with where their implied points total is 27 points. You're playing
I'd probably
Jarrett. You
with
go ahead.
Laporta. I'd maybe try to pivot if you could.
Well, how could you pivot after that and after their implied points total now? It's in the tight end
Because
landscape, like.
it's because again, the Cleveland defense is it's good. They're good,
Okay.
and they're good in the linebacking area. You know, pass. You know, basically pass defense area. So I'd be a little hesitant on the pass catchers outside of St. Brown. But
Okay. Jared Goff, I don't know how you sit him. Again, take your trepidation as you will, but I just don't know how you sit him. Not in a game like that high of their implied points total after what they've been doing recently.
I think the only must on my end, only two must starts on my end for this game is Gibbs and St. Brown, and
Same.
I'm not anticipating a lot from Gibbs this week, to be honest.
I don't know how you sit Montgomery though either, to be honest
I
with
well,
you.
you can't go off of last week's production. I think the Cleveland Browns defense is way superior than the Ravens defense right now.
That's true, but they don't have to like if they still get on top of them by 10 points, they're gonna look to run it down their throat too. Like they're
Well, good luck with that.
well, we'll see. I feel like you're like I now you're I think you're now you're being a little bit gospel of yourself, like having called out the Cleveland Browns shutting down the Green Bay Packers last week.
No,
I don't think we're going to see something similar this
I
week.
don't think we're going to see something similar. I don't. I think the Lions offense was not there week one. The Lions offense was there week two, but I just see, not saying start the Cleveland Browns defense this week. I just think that this is going to be a weird game for the first three quarters. The defense is going to be really, really good. I think it's going to be anywhere from a 10 to 13 point game, which it should not be, right? Like, we anticipate the Lions to blow out the
Well,
doors.
the Vegas line is 10 points. I think that's about fair. I would generally see it. I see this very similar to what the line is. Like it's probably gonna be like 27-17. And
Okay.
27 is less points that I
Well,
would think the Lions would normally get. They've been scoring 50. You
let's
know,
talk
it's
about a
like
different team. I mean, like the Jets were down fairly decent points with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they came back and almost won that game. Like,
in a weird way, but
yeah,
yeah.
I've seen a lot of crazy things happen. The defense is, they could stand up a little bit. I'm just telling you something right now. I'd be a little conservative with starting Montgomery this week.
Okay. People could take of it. So here's a question for you then. So we've been using barometers. So Jameson Williams, would you play Jameson Williams or Marvin Harrison? Good question.
Yeah, it is a good one. Unfortunately, Marvin Harrison, you have to make that decision today. Marvin Harrison is playing tonight. Personally, I may sit on Marvin Harrison, and because they're both boom or busty as of right now. So I might just say, hey, I'm going to take the risk and wait till Sunday and see if I have another option to throw out there.
Okay, but again, it's nobody's gonna magically manifest different options on their team. Let's
They
say they're
could
making that
trade.
decision. Okay, let's say they're making that decision. Don't m Who would you rather play?
Let's move on, and I'll let you know.
I can tell you who I would rather play. I would take the over. I would take the confidence in the implied points total and the over under for the Lions. I would play Jameson Williams. But that is partially a complete frustration that I have with Arizona right now.
You
So
got a
I'm
coin,
open.
you got a quarter on you?
Yeah. So
All right.
yes,
Let's flip
that's
that quarter.
flip the corner. All right, let's go to the. Oh, sorry. We didn't even mention Cleveland because it's gonna be that's how we feel about it. No.
Judkins. All right, move on.
So Judd, the only person to me in consideration here is Judkins. And honestly, if you have him, you're probably looking to play him here. I'm playing
You
him
have to
with.
play him.
I'm playing him in our league of record. My worry, and I probably shouldn't have one because he had a good game against the Packers in a game where they put up whatever 10 or 13 points. So I feel like it's fine, but it's just I feel like at some point you could just stack the box and dare Flacco to throw it down the field, which he would. So I think you just play him and roll with it. Like it's fine. It's not going to be as good as some other guys, but again, I think you just roll with it. Any other options on Cleveland that you're beat? Remotely interested in playing Judge Judy, anybody else, Njoku. I know people be throwing Fannin in there for targets and stuff. I'd still prefer Njoku. What do you think?
Maybe Njoku. Him and Fannin are the target leaders. They're matched right now. So I think, though, if you're gonna throw in, because they're gonna have to throw the ball, you're gonna have to throw in somebody, I think that Njoku could be an actually nice spot start.
Yeah, especially in the tight end landscape.
Yeah.
Another thing we're going to keep our eyeballs on is after Judkins, we want to see if a trend, if it's going to be like Ford as the quote unquote handcuff third down guy or whatever, and if they continue to phase Sampson out. So I'm going to be paying attention to that as the time goes on. Let's go to the next game. We've got the Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans. Houston are the home favorites -7.5 points. Man, if this was any other team, they would not be this much favorites. The over under there is 38.5 points. So, not a lot of points at all for Tennessee. You need to play the Texans defense. They're a good defense and they're playing the Titans. This is going to be great for that defense.
I would sound the alarms on this one.
In what way?
I think Tennessee is going to win this game.
Okay. I disagree with you.
I
This
think
is
sound the alarms. I think this is going to be a real good game. Spears
yeah.
is back. It's going to be good. It's
Okay.
going to be a fun one.
All right. On the Houston side, you're playing Nico Collins, and man, you are hoping that that passing offense improves to a degree. Obviously, like we said, you're playing the Texans defense. Nick Chubb, I got it. You're probably gonna try to get him in there. It's just, if you need your back on a team that, like when they're scheduled to win, quote unquote, by 7, 7.5 points, you probably look to get in the back when they do that. Keep an eye on Woody Marks if he starts getting more and more work. Could be interesting until the eventual, hopefully, mix and return, which may or may not happen this year.
It is happening.
Okay. Tennessee side. Despite the pickup that we identified with Io Manor, this is not the game that I'd be interested in putting him in. Obviously, I don't want to play Ridley either. I wouldn't want to play a single person on this, including Tony Pollard. I got it. Tony Pollard, even though Spears is back, is still likely to get most of the backfield. I don't believe the way that you believe that they're going to have a better game, even though you believe that they might actually pull out a win here. Which of these fantasy options would you actually be interested in playing?
I'd probably play Tony Pollard and Calvin Ridley.
Okay. But explain it. You cannot and not
All
you
right,
can't
so
gut
all right,
feeling it.
just kidding. All right, so I'd go Pollard and Chig Okonkwo.
Jigga Kwaku is a decent enough option.
So Pollard is going to get he's going to have a little bit more rest. Spears is going to come in there, throw in, he's basically going to see it probably anywhere from about 25 to 30% of snap share. Which is going to give Pollard the opportunity to rest on the sideline when needed, right? I think that Pollard needs that to get back to where he was last year. Again, he is going against the Houston's defense, which is a fairly good defense, but they have bent a little bit this year at times. This is a divisional game.
Yes.
And also, Cam Ward has been looking fairly decent. The past 2 weeks, fairly decent
He's
enough.
got his growing pains.
Yeah,
I
he
mean,
has his growing pains, but I think that this is a game that he really, will step up as a professional quarterback. Chig Okonkwo is going to see the end zone, and he's going to have anywhere from 6 to 8 targets.
you think he's going to see the end zone?
He's going to see the end zone.
Okay.
He's going to cross the plane, not just see it and be like, "Hey,"
Would you
he's
play
going to.
him over TJ Hawkinson?
No, because it depends. If Carson Wentz is a starter, I probably stay with Hockenson. If JJ McCarthy is a starter, then I probably will lean Chig.
Okay. I don't have the same level of confidence. You guys can make your decision. I think you sit the entire Tennessee Titans team. And again, especially in a game like this. Although Tommy's right though, like these divisional games, like it could be a knockout, drag out, low score. Maybe they win a game in like a 14-10 type of thing. You guys can,
17-16, Tennessee wins.
we'll see. I don't necessarily subscribe to that. Just other quick options on the Houston side. Everybody should have dropped Higgins already. Keep an eye on Christian Kirk, who in his first game back, immediately got a whole bunch of targets and looked good. So we'll keep an eye on him going forward. Although Houston's offensive line just has to look better before I start having any confidence in that passing game
I mean,
at
both
all.
teams are 0-3.
I
They
know.
so nobody's really technically great here, so
Yeah. Let's go to the next game. We've got the LA Chargers at the New York Football Giants. The Chargers are road favorites, -6.5 points. The over-under there is 44.5 points. So, to Tommy's dismay, the LA Chargers are a must-start defense this week.
I'm
Okay.
so excited for this game.
Yeah. So this is going to be Jackson Dart's first start as a New York Giant. Not only his he's a rookie in his first start against a good defense. So, yes. Enjoy your Chargers defense. Although I don't know how much worse he could be than Russ. So we'll keep an eye on it. On the Chargers side, at this point, Omarion Hampton is a must start. Rock and roll. Let's go. I got it. Ladd McConkey has not had the best couple games here, but you're still playing him. You got to play him with confidence. You keep rolling with it. He's gonna regress back to what he should be. And you're playing Justin Herbert, who's basically the tops on MVP candidate right now. Keenan Allen, I got it, man. Like you could roll with him here. I
You
don't
have
see
to.
how I don't see how you sit him. I would say Quentin Johnson's a more boom or bust kind of play, which is fine if you want to roll with him. But Keenan Allen, no, go for it. Like get him in. He's gonna get a lot of targets. On the Giants side, obviously you're playing Malik Nabers. Tommy, do you have any issues playing Cam Scadabu here, or no, you just roll with him
You're rolling with him.
at this
He's
point?
he is the spark to this offense. If the coaching system does not utilize Camp Scatabu to his full of
Then
capabilities,
they might not.
then they might not make it past this week.
Okay. I still think I like Dable as a coach. He's gonna get fired, I
You
think,
know,
but
I like Dable as a coach, but I think that they've been waiting with this whole thing with I did in sense anticipate Dart to maybe sit a little bit longer.
we all did.
But again, honestly, I think this is a good trial, but a trial and error game for them to basically put him in, you know, make some mistakes, and then next week we have the Saints. So
I think you're right. It's
let's say let's you know I am excited to see this game because honestly, I
the
also
future.
think it's the future, and I think Scatabu and Dart have a really good connection. And I think it's gonna be fun. You know, I think it's gonna be a fun game to watch. Not saying the Giants are gonna win. I think the Giants are gonna see it. This is gonna be a competitive game. I really think so.
Maybe,
It's
maybe.
home, Giants. Giants are home.
Yes.
They are the underdog at home. I think it's gonna be a fun game to
You know,
watch.
when they announced Dart to be quarterback, the ticket sales went up. It was like
Oh yeah.
30% or something.
Oh yeah.
Some other quick options here. So we really like Wandale, but I want to
I'd
kind of
hold.
I'd hold on this. I want to see how it looks. I want to see how things look, how Dart gets rolling. But in general, we like Wandale, but this is not the game for him.
I think there's a reversal with Wandell and Theo Johnson a little bit. I think Theo might see a
Maybe.
little bit of an uptick on reception of targets, maybe about another 4 to 5 targets per game.
I'm also going to keep an eye. I want to see how the Chargers handcuff running back two situation goes. So I'll have my eyeball on that in this game. Let's move it on. We've got the Washington Commanders at the Atlanta Falcons. Washington are the road favorites, -1.5 points. The over under there is 45.5 points. By the way, before I say anything else, to this point, we're not 100% sure if it's Daniels or Mariota. And in fact, I'm pretty sure it's Mariota. Is that correct? You want to double check on that?
It's
I think
not
they're not declaring it, but I'm pretty sure it's Mariota at this point.
locked yet, but it's leaning towards they may rest them again.
I think they're gonna roll with Mariota. By the way, if it's Mariota, I'd consider Mariota a streaming candidate. Like he gets it done, it's efficient, they're on a good team, and
I
just
mean, Jaden Daniels basically practiced in limited capability on Wednesday. We'll see. I think today is going to be the deciding factor today, Thursday. So, you know, just keep an eyeball on that one. The other thing is Terry McLaurin is has maybe a quad or core
he's not going to
injury.
play.
Yeah, and this kind of this is, you know, this is what happens. This is what happens, guys. We made it very clear. This is what
He
happens
held out
if
the
a
whole
player holds
offseason.
out during offseason, doesn't practice, doesn't get full game speed. This is what happens. You know, you
Yeah.
paid a guy a lot of money, and now he's going to be paid a lot of money to re rehab. So,
That's right.
good job, guys.
This is a game I'm so excited to get your opinion on. Let me just set this up. On the Atlanta side, you're starting Bijan Robinson. You're starting Drake London. I got it. It hasn't been so pretty, but it's Drake London. You're starting him. You're rocking and rolling. Kyle Pitts. Yeah, if you got him, I guess you're probably trying to throw him in there. Hopefully, he gets a couple more targets and Penix looks better than the worst quarterback in the league, like he did last week. But we'll hope so. On the Washington side, with McLaurin out and also with his performance, you are playing Debo Samuel. Play him with
Debo
confidence. Right,
all
roll with him.
day.
Zach Ertz, who's been
Zach
among the best
Ertz
tight ends,
all
obviously
day.
roll with him. All right, but here we go. Here's the big question of the day. We got three interesting running backs in Washington. Which of them do you play? Do you play any of them? Which of them do you play with confidence? Is it none of them? Talk to me.
I don't see how you can start any of them.
Any of them.
I
I
think you have
agree.
to roster them. You have to have them rostered. But are you rostering three running backs?
We have to see how this looks a
Yeah, I
couple
mean,
weeks, man.
I will say this. I'm still on the Rodriguez train. I do believe Rodriguez over time will be the running back that
Maybe.
overcomes all of them. The most valuable running back, the MVR.
MVR over JCM. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm excited to see how they split this up. And hopefully Atlanta can keep this competitive. They should. So we could see how this looks. I'm
Well,
really interested.
I think they overlooked last week's game. I mean, they basically lost 30-0 to the Panthers, and maybe they were doing what Washington was doing week one, was looking forward to
Yeah.
the game. But again, they got to put up some points.
Let's go to the next game. We got the Carolina Panthers at the New England Patriots. New England are the home favorites, minus 5.5 points. The over under there is 43.5 points. So according to the over under, not too many points for Carolina. Therefore, you could start the Patriots defense with confidence. Although I still have faith that the Panthers might start performing above expectations pretty soon. On the Carolina side, you're starting Chuba Hubbard. You're starting Tet McMillan, although he did not practice on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on that. Obviously, if he's out, he's out. But he's amazing. So if he is going to play, you play him. On the New England side, I don't know how you sit Hunter Henry, man. After a performance like that and after his utilization, you rock and roll with Henry, especially in the
Yeah, you
tight end
have to.
landscape. And honestly, Drake May, we haven't spent too much time talking about him. He's the quarterback six on the season. Last 2 weeks, the quarterback seven and the quarterback three. I don't know how you sit him. At this point,
You don't.
maybe keep rolling with it. We'll wait for the shoe to drop, but for now, I guess you keep rolling with it, right?
Yeah, I mean he's getting points on the ground, he's getting points through the air, he's spreading the ball. I mean, and Hunter Henry, like you just said, he's a great spot start, and he's probably available in some waivers probably still too. So
Sure.
keep an eyeball out on him.
Other options on the Carolina side, I would stay away from Renfro personally, and obviously for the love of God, stay away from any of the other options. And I think Jatavion Sanders is injured too, so
Yeah.
there's a lack of options outside of Tet McMillan. So maybe for that reason, maybe if you're looking for emergency PPR, Renfro could be an option. I wouldn't, but take of that what you will. On the New England side, do you want to sit both Henderson and Stevenson again?
It's rough, man. It's rough, especially for Henderson owners. You took this guy at a premium. It's still not the time.
We
It's
were
not the
so
time
right
to.
on that call, man. We really were.
It's not. It's not the time to throw him in there. I mean, it could surprise us this week, but I just don't know how I feel comfortable starting any of them.
Right.
It is a juicy matchup. It just depends on who shows up,
I know. I
what
know.
Carolina defense shows up.
If I'm in dire need, put it this way, I'm starting Judkins in my league of record. If I had Henderson or Stevenson, I would consider Henderson over Judkins. I don't think I would consider Stevenson, although I'd see them probably right about very low end wide running back too, I would say.
I think if you need a must start in a flex, and it's a half point or full point
Maybe.
PPR, I think that they are options.
Do you have any interest in starting the circus of wide receivers in New England here? Diggs, Butte, Douglas.
No, Dave's got to stay away from that
I
bootay.
was waiting for
Yeah, no,
it.
I think you stay away. Unless you're looking to get anywhere from 7 to 8 points. Diggs is an interesting cat.
He is. I would say what's amazing is we're seeing Drake May as this, okay, roll with it, let's go. And then none of his wide receivers are even remotely attractive here. It's just it's a weird thing.
Hunter Henry is very attractive.
He is. We need to keep a more of an eye on the page, see if we see any trends happening here, see if there's any consistency of targets, because it doesn't seem to
No, I
be
mean,
happening. By
no,
the
it's
way, here's
nice.
my can I give you my impression, my
Sure.
reality impression of Stefon Diggs on the football field? There's the ball. I'm 5 yards down the field. I'm gonna catch it and I'm gonna fall down. Every play, there's
Yeah.
never yak.
He's
on
got to
anything.
be healthy for Carly B's baby that's going to be here in 9 months.
Oh man, the hard-hitting fantasy analysis for Tom. For Tom, like, stay away from the Boutte. All right, I would stay away from the Boutte this particular week.
So the
But we're
damage
gonna,
is done. The damage is
but we're
done.
gonna, we. I really want to keep an eye on it. To seriously, I really want to keep an eye on the situations that like try to find some value out of that. We'll keep an eye. Let's go to the next game. We got the Indianapolis Colts at the LA Rams. The Rams are the home favorites, -3.5 points. This is going to be a really good game. The over under there is 49.5 points. This is the highest over under of the week here. This is the undefeated Indianapolis Colts coming to the 2-1 Rams, who should have beaten the Eagles last week. This is going to be good. You're playing a lot of people in this. On the Rams side, you're playing Kyren, you're playing Puka. I got it. You're probably playing Davante Adams if you got him. Keep an eye on his practice situation. He was limited on Wednesday.
Yeah, he's got the
He's
veteran
got the
knee.
veteran thing. I know it's
The veteran knee.
your favorite thing. I think Stafford is a perfectly good streaming option in this game, especially with this high of an over under, their implied points total. Yeah, you could roll with Stafford. On the Colts side, you're playing the best running back in football right now, Jonathan Taylor. And you're playing one of the best tight ends in football right now, Ty Warren. Indiana Jones, perfectly good streamer, we think, in this game.
I don't think he's a streamer. I think he's a starter.
Okay. Okay. Any wide receivers in Indianapolis you feel comfortable about playing, or is this similar to you as to like the Bills situation where you got the tight end, you're worried about the wide receivers?
I'm still rolling with Pittman. I think Pittman is a viable option
You think he
week in,
leveled
week
up
out.
over downs then? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he is not somebody I'd feel very comfortable plugging into my wide receiver too, but I know I said this for the past couple games. I mean, he definitely is a flex option. The good thing is there's 12 teams, and he could be a flex option on all 12 teams potentially.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I need to see some more out of Downs before I start thinking they're on the same thing. I want to see another game here. Like I want to see game four, and now we get like a good sample size to see how the Colts passing game looks. That's gonna be, I'm actually really excited for that game. That's gonna be good. Next game, we've got the Jacksonville Jaguars at the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco are home favorites, -3.5 points. The over under there is 46.5 points. A lot of options in this game too. San Francisco side, you're playing CMC. If Pearsall is playing, I don't see how you sit Pearsall, although keep an eye on that.
He'll
He
play.
didn't play. He didn't practice Wednesday at
He's
all.
fine.
A
He'll be fine.
full out.
He'll
Okay.
be fine.
Keep it in mind. On the Jacksonville side, you're playing ETN. You could even flex Tootin, really, if you want to. Keep it in the back of your mind. I know it's been bad for Brian Thomas. I know it's been bad. But you keep playing him. He's superstar talent. You keep rolling with it, and he's bound to come back. And then the second he comes back, you know, you're going to be all sunshines and
I
rainbows at
mean,
that
I
point.
think he's. I think you're right now. He's a heavy, heavy trade for target.
I agree.
If you can put together a low value trade option and it passes because the home, that owner wants to just get rid of him, go get him.
We'll talk about another guy coming up. Like, yeah, Brian Thomas is among the highest trade candidates. To me, Ashton Juntie is too at running back. At some point, like talent wins out, but
It's not his
we'll get
year.
there.
It's not the year.
Jacksonville, I would be sitting Travis Hunter until further notice. It is what it is. I think they're kind of switching up how they're using him now. So keep it in mind. Brenton Strange, always a tight end option. If you need to, you could throw him in there on a game where there's more to be a higher over under. Go for it. Tertiary options on the 49ers side, I would stay away from all of them. There's nothing else there other than what we named that we're comfortable with. You'd be willing to roll with Trevor Lawrence and Brock Purdy as streamers?
Yeah, I think that Trevor Lawrence is a solid spot start this week, especially with Bosa being out for the season, less pressure on the quarterback. Think obviously this could be a really nice day for Travis Etienne, but for the passing game, Trevor Lawrence could have some really good opportunity to get the ball out. And I do think this could be a game where Brian Thomas shines. So
Okay.
again, if you are able to go get him, I would try to go get him
I agree.
this week before the game start.
Let's go to the next game. We've got the Baltimore Ravens at the Kansas City Chiefs. The over under there is 48.5. points. This is gonna be another good game. Baltimore side, you got your cast of characters here. You got Derrick Henry, you're playing him. Zay Flowers, I got it. The disappearing act
You're
himself
going to
doesn't.
get you're starting Derrick Henry no matter what, even though he fumbles every
Right.
single fourth quarter game.
Yes. Zay Flowers, I don't care about the disappearing acts. The potential is too high at this point. It's too good. It's too juicy. You're playing Zay Flowers, and obviously you're playing Lamar Jackson. I don't know if I'd be comfortable playing any of the other tertiary options, and especially with the now the likely's presence, which we're pretty sure he's going to play in the game. I wouldn't want to. I'd be scared of Andrews now. I was scared of Andrews last week. Obviously, I eat some crow on that, but he's the highest, one of the highest on the list of trade candidates for in the NFL. I'd be worried about that. On the Kansas City side, man, it's not been pretty for Kelce. And, you know, when they need him, I mean, Worthy's out, like Rice is out or whatever. I guess you could roll with him. I mean, you're trying to roll with him. Hopefully he gets some targets in a game like this in which they need to win. They're both 1-2. Neither one of these teams wants to end up as 1-3.
1-3.
Both of the running back options, Pacheco and Hunt, not the best, but they will both get you some points if you need to get them in there, right? Like you could roll with it.
Yeah, I think this is a decent game for Pacheco. I mean, the Baltimore defense has been looking way too lax, especially
I
last
know.
week. They do have some injuries back there. Van Noy hasn't been in there. The defensive end has been out as well too. I completely forget his name. I wouldn't be able to pronounce it right now without looking at it. But they do have some injuries on that defensive front, and until they come back, I would roll with any running back game that's on the other side.
Patrick Mahomes, obviously you could write it's Patrick Mahomes, but he's putting it together with, like we say every week, he's putting it together with smoke and mirrors right now. I don't know. I feel like his upside is severely capped. I don't think he's gonna bust for you, but there's no upside
No.
there. So it sucks for him.
I
He's he
think this week Worthy is leaning to be playing. He's leaning to be healthy this week. I'm a little worried about them rushing him back.
So am I.
Especially he may be having like a shoulder brace on, which will restrict his motion. But I do think if they are, I would pump the brakes on starting him. But if you have a flex play and you're like, listen, I want to take a shot, he could be a nice shot play, because he's going to, if they're forcing him to come back in this game, he could be hyper targeted.
Speaking of shot plays, a lot of people picked up Tyquan Thornton off the waiver wire this week for the Chiefs.
Yeah, he's just, he's down the field threat.
It's always a down the field threat. And again, like right now, he's needed, but I wouldn't feel that confident. Well, I wouldn't play. Here's two other shot plays. Rashad Bateman and DeAndre Hopkins. Would you play either of them for the shot? I wouldn't, but. I mean, we're
Oh,
talking shots at that point.
if
Like,
anything, I'd talk maybe Bateman.
okay. I mean, we'll see.
We've seen it. We've seen
Yeah,
it.
we have. He's good for a touchdown. We'll see. We'll see how this game. Who wins this game?
Baltimore.
Okay. I think Kansas City might find a way to pull this out some way.
Yeah, Baltimore wins this game. KC goes down to 1-3. Chargers go up to 4-0. I
Yeah.
predicted the Chargers to win the division. They're going to roll with the division.
Okay. Don't to be careful counting your chickens there. We'll see how that goes.
I don't think that really things start getting put together until week 6, 100%, when Rushy Rice is back.
Let's go to the next game. We got the Chicago Bears at the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are home favorites. I was amazed to see this line -1.5 points. The over under there is 47.5 points. So a lot of points to be scored in this game. One of the reasons why I feel pretty good about Junty here. So, on the Raiders side, again, I know you don't like it, but you have to start Junty here. It's bound to improve, and I think this is the game for it to happen. The Bears don't have a good defense. And you're also playing Brock Bowers and Geno. He's a decent enough streaming option if you need it here. You could do way worse. On the Chicago Bears side, you are playing Rome Odunze. His performance in the year thus far is just cannot be ignored. DJ Moore, I don't know what to make of it. I got it. In a game like this, you could probably throw him in there, but Tommy and I already had the decision to make in our in our high stakes league, we're sitting DJ Moore in favor of Matt Golden, who we'll talk about a little bit later. So you guys could take of that what you will. Other options here, a huge name off the waiver wire was Trey Tucker. Like if you got him, you're probably looking to throw him in here with a higher over under. Go for it. Jacoby Myers is always a PPR option. You could go for that if you need it. And on the Bears side, like we said, you avoid Colson Loveland with all of your, and we don't even know if he's going to play necessarily. He might, in fact, he might. I think it's official that he might be out. If that's the case, maybe you could throw in your Kmet and get a couple of options. And you said yourself, Tommy, right? You're okay playing Caleb Williams here as a perfectly good streamer. I'm even more than a streamer.
I think he's a starter.
This should be a good game too. We could use that here. There's another barometer: DJ Moore or Marvin Harrison.
I guess making that decision today, I'll go with Marvin Harrison.
Another coin flip. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next game. We've got the Green Bay Packers at the Dallas Cowboys. Green Bay are the road favorites, -6.5 points. The over under there is 47.5 points. So not too many points for the Cowboys, and especially with the CeeDee Lamb thing out, you play your Packers defense with Micah Parsons coming back. They're gonna really try to lay it on them. You know they're going to try to do it. So on the Packers side, you're playing Josh Jacobs. I don't know how you sit Golden when they have an implied points total of 27. That's sort of the point there. You play Golden, and you could even play Dobbs, really.
Well,
I
with
feel like.
Golden, and what happened last week with Golden, he had that catch on the sideline that basically they, stepped out. He was 4 for 452 with 0 touchdowns, but and with 3 attempts for 9 yards. But that fourth reception could have put it, there was open field. If he didn't step out, there was open field. He could have finished 4 for 4 for 106 and a touchdown, which he would have been in the top 10 finishing.
No, you're right. I D Dobbs, I don't Dobbs, I think is a perfectly good option as well if you got him on the team. Tucker Kraft we have as a must start. I got it. It wasn't the best game this past game, but you can't deny like it's he's too important to the offense in a game where they're going to put up 27 points like you have to. And Jordan Love, I don't know how you sit him. It's too juicy of a matchup. It's against the Cowboys and he's talented. Like there
Yeah,
it's
this week you're starting Jordan Love.
I should be like Packers, Packers, Packers this week. It's just too good. The Dallas side, we've got one must start for you. We've got Jake Ferguson. With
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb going out, he I don't know how many thousand targets he had last week. He's going to have a lot of targets this week, especially again. It might look a little ugly for the Cowboys, but again, I don't know how you sit him this week. George Pickens, though, you could probably play him. This is if he's going to do it, it's going to be when CeeDee Lamb isn't there, right?
I think Turpin is a deep flex play.
And Turpin could be a deep, 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 deepity, deepity, deep flex
Deep, deep,
play.
deep, 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 deep.
Javonte Williams, any issues playing him here?
I would not play him.
Okay.
It would not play him.
Yeah. Packers are going to destroy them. It's one of the reasons that we are sitting Dak, full
This is a
sit.
game where I would keep an eye out for Jaden Blue.
We are fully sitting a Dak. All right. Next game, we got the New York Jets at the Miami Dolphins. Miami are
Monday Night
home
Football.
on, Monday Night Football 1. Miami Dolphins are favorites, -2.5 points. Quick point of order here. We're not sure at this point if Justin Fields is going to play. If Justin Fields plays, I think Justin Fields is a must start against the Miami Dolphins defense, and I think the Jets win this game. If Justin Fields is not a does not play, I think the Dolphins are a decent defensive play.
Well, Justin Fields has been declared back,
He
so.
has his the last news I saw, it wasn't sure. So maybe we'll do a verification on that.
Okay.
So for now, let's assume that Justin Fields plays for the sake of what we're saying. I got it. Hasn't been the prettiest, but you're probably playing Breece Hall. Feel like you could roll with it. Contract year, keep it going. At some point, explosiveness is going to win out. You're playing Garrett Wilson, and if Justin Fields is in, you're playing Justin Fields, especially in 4-point touchdown league against that defense. Dolphin side, you're playing Devon Achane, and that's about it. I mean, I feel like Waddle is a perfectly fine play. And Tyreek is a perfectly fine play, but it's just my level of confidence in the Dolphins right now is at an all-time low.
Yeah, it's rough.
Like I'm a bit worried about how that goes. And Mike McDaniel, first of all, if the Jets win this game, I feel like Mike McDaniel is fired at this game. So
Yep, and then he will be the offensive coordinator for the 49ers next week.
he just might be. And while by let's keep an eye out on no other options are really worth talking about. Just keep an eye out for Ollie Gordon, who had a nice game last game. Let's keep making sure that he's the clear-cut number two and he gets more and more work. And we'll keep waiting on the Devon Achane injury before Ollie Gordon comes and steps in. All right, final game of the week. We got Monday Night Football 2, Cincinnati Bengals at the Denver Broncos. Denver -7.5 points. The over under there is 43.5 points. So not a lot of points for the Cincinnati Bengals. You play your Denver Broncos defense, you play them with confidence.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Denver is going to smash in this game.
All
This
right.
is this is a game that Bo Nix will
Yes.
prosper.
We have a
And
Bo Nix.
if he does not prosper, well,
That's it. Right.
that's the end of the show.
So we got Bo Nix as a must start. You roll rock and roll with him. You rock and roll with Courtland Sutton and Dobbins. You play J.K. Dobbins in this game. I mean, even you can even flex out Harvey if they really start destroying them. They'll start rolling, they'll get him some more touches as the game goes on. Other options for Denver. You could take your shot on Franklin if you want to. I wouldn't in a game like this. I want to see a bit more consistency out of Franklin, the quote unquote wide receiver two, before we roll with that. On the Cincinnati side, I got it. You're gonna lower ceiling. You're gonna start Ja'Marr Chase, and I got it. You probably have to start Chase Brown, but it's just the
Yeah,
whole ceiling
so
is lowered. I
I'm a
mean,
Chase Brown owner in a couple leagues, and I actually am flexing him out. I am not playing him this week.
yeah, I don't
I
blame you.
have a couple different options that I'm playing him over. Like I have Cam Scataboo. I'm throwing Cam Scataboo in there over Chase Brown. There's another, then I have a couple other flex pass catchers that actually are better priorities than him. And, I am taking the risk with Worthy most likely over Chase Brown
And
this
a
week.
full set for T. Higgins right now, right?
Yeah,
Yep.
100%. It's a tough one.
It is what it is. Basically wasted one of my second round picks in my league of record. But there
No,
we
that's
go.
what happens.
This is a real interesting slate of games here. I'm really, really excited for this. There we go. That's the week four preview, starts and sits.
Week four,
We got set.
the after this week, the first quarter of the season is over, so we could do some analysis on where we are and what some trade targets will be for the rest of the season.
Absolutely. So we've got Sunday Live coming up at the end of the week. There we go. That's it. Closing thoughts, Mr. Lang?
Yeah, if you guys can please share, subscribe, tune into our Sunday Live. We will be starting our waiting room probably around 11:45 and starting the show at 12:05. Not sure if Billy will be joining us this week, but we will be going live and talking about our start sits.
Yes, we will. Thank you, everybody.
All right.